It all sounds so familiar, doesn't it? It's all from some of your favorite movies, certainly some of mine, and that must mean it's time for Cinema Chat. Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU, and good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's the day for the very best in Sundance Motion Pictures, which we'll talk about in a minute, but first, the Three Stooges.
I saw them yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were all a part of Michigan's recruiting day. We had Jim Harbaugh and Derek Jeter and Tom Brady. Yeah, the Three Stooges. What a day for the University of Michigan.
Yeah, well, anyway, thank you, Buckeye boy. Yes, well, regardless of the U of M football guys, which I would not classify as the Three Stooges, but, it's just my opinion, but in your opinion, doesn't matter. But there's going to be a movie
where
that's made.
Where have I heard that before?
where the Three Stooges are played by 12-year-olds, but as 12-year-olds. So we can look forward to that. It's produced by the same folks that did the Three Stooges in 2012.
So they're basically going to have the same kind of relationship that we saw with Larry Curly and Moe as adults. It's just going to be kids doing it.
That's right. That's right. So, this is not I just want to tell you, it's not an art film. but it might be
fun. I'm sure it will have its moments, right? Exactly.
Well,
right.
On the flip side of the aesthetic and quality world, Sundance gave out their awards, and the big winner was a film called Birth of a Nation. And this was a film that is not at all related to the D.W. Griffith film. In fact, the name is used ironically. It's about a slave revolt that took place back in that Civil War era.
Yeah, the original Birth of the Nation was as racist as it gets, but it was also completely innovative in terms of filmmaking.
It was a seminal film in terms of the history of film from an aesthetic point of view, and it was an outrage even then in terms of its racist content. But anyway, this is a much anticipated film. There was a record price paid for the acquisition of this film by Fox Searchlight, and we are working very hard with the filmmaker to get that for Cinetopia.
Oh, that'd
so
be great.
Keep your fingers crossed, and we may be able to show it to our communities here in June. And it won both the Grand Jury Prize and the U.S. Dramatic Audience Award. So that's quite an endorsement, and of course, the endorsement of the distributor who paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, I bet.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
Yeah, they did set some sort of record, $17 million or $10 million.
Exactly. Yeah. The Grand Jury Prize for documentary went to Weiner, which is about Anthony Weiner, the politician that got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Pictures we can't show you on the radio.
Yeah, and the U.S. Dramatic Directing Award went to Swiss Army Man, which is actually a film that some of my colleagues saw and liked quite a bit, so we'll look forward to seeing that as well. Please look it up. There's a lot of very interesting stuff that you're going to see at your theaters over the next year or on your TV set, because some of them were acquired so that you're going to see
them
on
TV. But unlike anywhere else, anywhere in the country, people have a chance to see a Sundance movie in our area tonight.
That's right. The Lobster, which is a British comedy, and it's a kind of twisted, odd comedy that you would expect from a British humor source. So think British playwrights, Beckett and that kind of thing, or Monty Python. There's kind of a Monty Python sensibility to this film. It stars Colin Farrell, John C. Reilly, Rachel Weisz, and a few other folks as well.
It's a great cast.
Absolutely. Well, Colin Farrell's wife dumps him, and in the society that this crazy movie exists in, everybody has to be coupled in this society. So if your wife dumps you, then you have to go to this quote hotel unquote for 45 days and
find a mate,
and if you don't, then you're turned into the animal
of your choice.
Of your choice.
And Colin Farrell has chosen a lobster.
The lobster. So we'll see whether he gets turned into a lobster or not by the end of the movie.
What animal would you be?
I have not thought about it. So why don't we say a lion? I mean, why not? king of the beasts.
All right. I'll be what my workmates call me.
A buckeye?
A rodent.
Well, so I'm very, besides having the film, and again, like you said in the promo, this is the only place it's going to be showing in the country. It won a big award at the Cannes Film Festival in May, and then had its United States premiere at Sundance last week, and we're very happy to say that Hussein Karimboy is coming in. He's a programmer with Sundance, a very charming guy, and he's going to be at the screening to talk to us about Sundance, to talk to about the film. He loves the film, and what all went on at Sundance.
So a very special evening at the Michigan Theater.
Special evening. So come on out. You can get tickets at the door. You can get tickets online if you go to the Michigan Theater's website.
That's all about what happens over the course of 45 days. What happens if we take a look at 45 years?
45 years is a film that's opening on Friday. I was lucky enough to see this in the UK. It stars Charlotte Rampling and Tom Courtney. It's about a couple who actually were going to celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary with a big deal, but the husband actually had some heart trouble, and they postponed their celebration until the 45th, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah.
It's not the 50th. It's not the 40th. But then there's some things that come up from the husband's past and his girlfriend from a long, 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 I mean, 45 years, is discovered, and it just brings up all kinds of difficult questions. It's a very, very interesting film with great, great reviews. New York Times loved it. A.O. Scott, one of my favorite critics, says Mr. Courtney is a naturally demonstrative actor registering a convincing blend of longing, confusion, and shame. Ms. Rampling, a still deeper running pool, conveys emotions so strange and intense that they don't quite have to have names. And it's a very rich, very deep emotional piece, as you would see, and definitely worth checking out. I mean, if you have any kind of a relationship at all, it's really, really interesting.
Now, Michael Moore can be kind of a polarizing character. There are people who absolutely adore and love him, and there are those who not really love with his movies or his politics. Nonetheless, he always puts something interesting in terms of cinema.
And entertaining. And so if you're on the conservative side, if you can get past the politics, you will find the film to be entertaining. And Where to Invade Next, essentially, is a very comic treatment, as he does, and there's a fair amount of irony in what he puts forward. But it's essentially about how United States policies that are sometimes implemented in foreign countries are not implemented in the United States, and he just kind of questions why that's the case. And some of it is what some people would consider to be very positive in terms of health care. Some of it's negative in terms of what we do with military stuff. But anyway, it actually opens a week from today with a special preview screening, and then next Friday
nice.
It begins a
nice.
Run. So Where to Invade Next, Michael Moore's new
couple
film
of special
coming.
Screenings to choose from?
Yeah, there's actually a lot. We've got part of our Shakespeare series, The Bard, West Side Story, which is a riff on Romeo and Juliet, is playing on Monday. And then the Cinemagna series has Blackjack, another Japanese Cinemagna film. And then a film that I'm looking forward to that's playing at the Multiplex, Hail Caesar.
And it's an all-star comedy set during the latter years of Hollywood's golden age.
It's Coen Brothers' new film.
You know what? The Coen Brothers have such an interesting take on everything, and this time they take on old Hollywood.
That's right. It's going to be great. George Clooney's in it, Frances McDormand, Scarlett Johansson, Ralph Fiennes. Great cast, very humor, good reviews, too. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies is a comedy I was looking.
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies?
Yes, exactly. It's that kind of irony. Actually, the reviews are kind of so-so on it. And then The Choice is a film. No internet reviews. It's a sappy kind of thing, if you like the kind of thing.
Sappy kind of thing. There's your choices. You certainly have them. And we hope we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.
Ta-ta from the Lobster at Sundance.